From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Since the sexual abuse scandal in the Catholic Church emerged last year, states have been crafting new laws to prevent abuse from happening in the future. One sensitive area involves confession. Many states protect the secrecy of the confessional, but as NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, some are now rethinking that privilege.
When Daniel Heroux was 13 years old, one of his family's closest friends was the parish priest. Father Robert Carpentier played sports with Heroux and his friends. They went to the movies and sometimes had slumber parties with the priest at the rectory.
There were about four or five of us, and eventually it dwindled down to one or two of us spending the night, and eventually to myself spending the night.
Those nights led to touching and beyond. The abuse lasted for nearly 2 years. Heroux was ashamed to say anything until 15 years later when he told his parents. Mrs. Heroux called the priest and invited him over for a chat. Before he arrived, she slipped a tape recorder into her pocket. With the tape rolling, she confronted Father Carpentier. He admitted the abuse.
You're right, you're right. Well, what was I supposed to do after that?
You were supposed to tell.
I never thought of that. Nor in confessing it did anyone say to me, you need to go admit it to the family.
Heroux brought suit against the Diocese of Providence, Rhode Island, and settled with the church last year. But he says it's a travesty that the church hid the priest's crime under the cloak of confession, especially since he believes at least one other boy was abused by that priest.
Had the confessor or the priest taking the confession come forth and reported it, it would have gone a long way in preventing further abuse cases.
Many states have laws saying that the state cannot force a priest or a minister to reveal what is said in a confession. But some states are rethinking the rules. In Nevada, Kentucky, West Virginia, and Maryland, legislators introduced bills to restrict the privilege. A bill in Maryland would have kept the confession by the perpetrator secret, but if anyone else spoke of the abuse, the victim or mother or friend, that had to be reported to the police. Susan Gibbs, the spokeswoman for the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C., which covers some of Maryland, said the bill inserted the state right into a central Catholic belief.
Certain people's confessions on the issue would be reported, other people's would not. In every case, though, it violates our seal of confession, and in reporting that, a priest would be excommunicated from the Catholic Church.
After he learned of the bill, D.C.'s Cardinal Theodore McCarrick announced he would personally go to jail rather than reveal a confession. His priest spoke of the bill from the pulpit. And people swamped the phone lines at the State House. They sent thousands of emails and letters. It was a lobbying campaign on a scale that Dolores Kelly, the state senator who introduced the bill, had never seen. And it worked.
Even colleagues who were co-sponsors and whose names were on the bill and who were on the committee that had oversight for the bill decided to vote against it just to get out of the limelight. And they said, you know, bring it back another year, slightly amend it.
The bill was withdrawn, a fate that's fallen on almost every other bill that has involved confession. Father John Beale, a canon lawyer, says tinkering with confession is a bad idea. On the practical side, he says, a priest usually doesn't see the person who's confessing, and in all likelihood wouldn't be able to figure out who the perpetrator is. Moreover, he says, no one would confess to committing abuse if he thought it would be reported. From a legal point of view, he says, this would force a good Catholic to choose between saving his soul and staying out of jail.
You are required to receive forgiveness through sacramental confession, and so you lay bare your soul and reveal a sin that is also a crime reportable to the civil authorities. You are essentially making a confession that could be brought into a court of law.
And, he says, that is violating a person's First Amendment right to the free exercise of religion. But Tim Conlon, the attorney for Daniel Heroux, says the First Amendment does not give license to clergy to commit a crime or to the church to cover it up. Otherwise, he says, the state would be favoring religion, letting churches get away with acts that others do not.
And the fact that they have religious beliefs about the significance of that communication is interesting, but irrelevant any more than someone saying, I have a religious belief that I shouldn't pay my taxes. That's fine. But the IRS is going to collect.
The U.S. Supreme Court has not spoken definitively on whether confessions should be protected, but with two such crucial issues at stake, the safety of children and the sanctity of confession, the court will in all likelihood have to weigh in. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.